Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Eduardo Abelluc. He is a U.S.-based entrepreneur and technologist with over 20 years of experience driving technology development and innovation at various high-tech companies in the U.S. He is currently the chairman and CEO at Tessellogen Biotech, a Silicon Valley-based company that works at the interface between biotechnology, artificial intelligence, and enterprise software. And Dr. Abelluc, thanks for joining us here today.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. Great to have you with us. Thanks for your time and looking forward to learning more about Tessellogen. So for starters, obviously, as we mentioned, you're the founder and CEO of Tessellogen. Tell us about the company and its mission. Let's start there.
Sure. Eric, you know, we have estimated that over $2 trillion, with a T, are lost each year due to inefficiencies in biotech because the development of new biological compounds is still very difficult, very expensive, and mainly very slow. So at Tessellogen, we're dedicated to creating a software platform for designing, building, and optimizing biological products much faster, an operating system for biotech, as we many times like to call it. And our mission is to empower biologists across every research and development team, enabling them to rapidly create bio-based products while minimizing costs and a number of technical risks. And by biological products, I mean the new generation of anti-cancer drugs, the new generation of materials, food ingredients, biofuels, enzymes, microorganisms for industrial use, so on and so forth. And in order to achieve this, we're actively creating an extensive set of tools and algorithms for optimizing DNA and proteins, tools for defining and executing the corresponding experimental workflows, specifically workflows that involve touching DNA, which is at the core of what biotech companies do. They design and build DNA. We're also designing and implementing AI models, artificial intelligence models, for optimizing these products. And while the development of AI is an important aspect of our work, we also understand that equally or more important is to develop the upstream and all the downstream tools to gather the data, plan the experiments, organize the data, interface with lab automation equipment, and so on.
Certainly do appreciate the overview there. That is most helpful. So tell me also, what motivated you to pursue a career in biotech?
Well, since an early age, I had a profound interest in science and technology. I did my undergrad in physics and electrical engineering. And then I moved to Stanford a number of years ago to pursue a PhD in electrical engineering. And I was very influenced and motivated by my colleagues at the School of Engineering to explore opportunities and challenges in biotech. I would say that these interests stems from a few key factors. You know, number one, I've always felt a passion for science and technology. For me, biotechnology represents a very exciting opportunity to combine these interests and create innovative solutions that can help address address some of the world's most pressing problems. Number two, biotech has a huge potential for global impact and to revolutionize fields such as healthcare, agriculture, climate change, and so on. And Eric, by developing and optimizing biological products, we can create new cancer therapies, we can improve crop yields, and even develop eco-friendly materials. So this potential for having a global impact is incredibly inspiring and motivating to me. Thirdly, I'm very driven by the intellectual challenge. You know, the field of biotech is highly interdisciplinary, and the challenges faced in developing biological products are relatively complex, and I'm highly motivated by the intellectual challenge that comes with solving these problems and advancing these applications. And finally, I would say that as an entrepreneur, you know, I'm very motivated by the opportunity to create new products and services that can make a difference in people's lives. And in biotech, there is a wealth of untapped potential for innovation. And the prospect of building a successful company in this space is highly motivating for me.
Yeah, that is important right there. Passionate about what you're doing. Now, also, what are some of the current trends that we're seeing in biotech today? I'm sure listeners would love to hear some feedback coming from you on that.
Sure. The biotech landscape has been evolving quite rapidly, which holds true for, you know, tech-driven industries in general. I see several trends that are shaping the future of biotech. I would say, you know, number one, computational biology and artificial intelligence. As the volume of biological data continues to grow, powerful computational tools and algorithms are being developed to help analyze and interpret this information. And these advancements are enabling researchers to make sense of complex biological systems, leading to new discoveries and more effective therapies and so on. Number two, the development of synthetic biology, and specifically within the field of synthetic biology, there are a few key trends that we've seen. The first one are the advances in DNA synthesis and DNA assembly technologies that are enabling large-scale synthesis of genetic material and the construction of complex synthetic genomes. Researchers are also making advancements in what is known as enzymatic DNA synthesis and are also exploring the use of DNA as a medium for data storage, given its high density and long-term stability. The second one related to synthetic biology is CRISPR technology, which has really revolutionized our ability to precisely edit genes, opening up new possibilities for treating genetic diseases, engineering crops, and even potentially eliminating certain pests or invasive species. And as this, you know, technology advance and regulatory frameworks develop, we can expect more and more gene editing. And thirdly, I would say a trend that I see relates to lab automation technologies. You know, there are a number of new automated liquid handling systems and microfluidic systems that are emerging and that are enabling high throughput screening of large libraries of compounds, measuring genotypes and measuring different biological phenotypes for specific activities or effects, such as how, for example, different drugs interact with their corresponding molecular targets or how different genes function. All these new lab automation techniques not only speed up the research and development process and reduce costs, but it also reduces the variability and the potential for human error associated with manual laboratory procedures, leading to more consistent results and to improved reproducibility. These are just, you know, a few trends that I see in biotech, but I hope they illustrate the vast potential of biotech to transform a number of other industries in our planet.
Once again, we want to thank you for the information and insight shared so far today. We're speaking with Dr. Eduardo Abelluc. He is the chairman and CEO at Tecelligen Biotech, a Silicon Valley-based company that works at the interface between biotechnology, artificial intelligence, and enterprise software. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, also, what are some of the major applications that Tecelligen is being used for? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, Tecelligen is being used across a number of industries today. I could probably name six or seven. It's really fascinating. But the main ones are, I would say, the pharmaceutical industry. Our platform helps researchers streamline the design and optimization of novel therapeutics, including cell and gene therapies, vaccines, recombinant proteins. And by automating and accelerating the design, build, test, and learn cycle, the DVDL cycle as it is known in the industry, Tecelligen is supporting faster and more efficient drug discovery and development processes. Number two, industrial biotechnology. the cell agent is being used by companies working on the development of sustainable chemicals, biofuels, bioplastics, and the platform is facilitating the engineering of microbial strains and enzymatic pathways, optimizing their performance to enhance the production of all these valuable bioproducts. Third, we see applications in agriculture and plant biotechnology. You know, and here scientists are leveraging the cell agen to engineer plants with improved traits such as resistance to pests and diseases. You know, also enhancing nutritional content of these plants, and also enhancing them for better tolerance to environmental stressors. Related to agriculture, also there's a number of emerging companies in the food tech industry where the cell agen can help engineer microorganisms that produce sustainable and environmentally friendly food ingredients, such as a number of proteins and sweeteners and flavors. And by optimizing a number of metabolic pathways and genes, the platform can enable more efficient production of these compounds. And finally, something very, you know, of great interest to me, you know, in the long term is, you know, empowering basic research. The cell agen is being used by a number of scientists and bioengineers to design and build very complex biological systems and synthetic gene circuits, you know, metabolic pathways, and even whole genomes, where the cell agen can really simplify the design process and aids in rapid prototyping, you know, allowing these scientists to push the boundaries of what's possible much faster. All these applications, you know, might showcase the versatility and impact of our software platform, enabling researchers and companies to exploit the power of biotech to drive innovation.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your feedback in those regards. Most helpful. Now, also tell us about the digitalization of biotech as well.
Yeah, Eric. You know, indeed, the digitalization of biology has, you know, was one of the driving forces behind my decision to transition into biology and biotechnology. This is, of course, an ongoing process, you know, that has been transforming the industry during the past 20 years at least, leading to significant advancements. And I would say that you know, there are several key aspects of this digital revolution that have been shaping the biotech landscape, but I would highlight maybe the following few. Number one, since the sequencing of the human genome over 20 years ago, you know, advancements in high throughput DNA sequencing have generated vast amounts of data from genomic data sets to transcriptomics to proteomics and so on. And the amount of data that is being generated in biotech each year, I believe, is already being measured in exabytes. You know, I don't know if you know what's an exabyte, but one exabyte is 1 million terabytes. So it would already require like millions of personal computers to store all the data that is being generated within this field each year. It's amazing. Number two, the digitalization of this data makes it much easier to store it, to share it, and to analyze it. So the development of sophisticated computational tools and algorithms have also been crucial in helping researchers make sense of the massive amounts of biological data being generated. All these tools, you know, are enabling the identification of different patterns, you know, the development of predictive models, and the discovery of new insights into very complex biological systems. Number three, I would say it's cloud computing and cloud-based platforms like the cell agen. So you have the means now to generate lots of biologically relevant data sets, and you have algorithms to analyze these data sets, but now combine this with the rise of cloud computing, and you can really enable researchers and companies to access very powerful computational resources on demand from your personal computer. So these tools have made it much simpler for teams to work together and even geographically dispersed and are really accelerating the pace of innovation in biotechnology.
It certainly is amazing where technology has brought us and where it will take us into the future. Really appreciate your visit with us here today, Dr. Aboyuk. Before you go, and in conclusion, if you would, tell us three major wishes that you have specifically for biotech advancements and how it will affect our daily lives. Let's wrap things up with that today.
Well, that's a good question. As someone deeply invested in the biotech industry, you know, I have several wishes with the hope that these developments will positively impact our daily lives. My first wish is for biotech to accelerate the drug discovery and development process, you know, making it more efficient and more cost effective. And that at the core, that's what we're working for, you know. By leveraging computational biology and advanced cloud-based tools, biotech could really streamline the identification of promising drug candidates and optimize their development. And this would lead to more rapid and more affordable access to new therapies for a range of diseases, ultimately benefiting, you know, patients and improving public health. My second wish revolves around the application of biotechnology to protect and restore the environment. You know, I hope to see biotech solutions that aid in the bioremediation of polluted soil and water, the development of more biofuels that reduce our reliance on fossil fuels, and the creation of biodegradable materials that minimize plastic pollution. All these advancements would have a profound impact on the health of our planet. For example, we're working with a company called LanzaTech that is optimizing the genetics of microbes that eat carbon dioxide and produce ethanol, which is, you know, a biofuel. It's really amazing what they're doing. And my third wish I have for biotech is to gain a more comprehensive and detailed understanding of the fundamental processes that govern life at the molecular level, at the cellular, and even at the organism levels. You know, Eric, when you think about it, you know, really biotech could help us unravel the complexities of biological systems, you know, such as the genetic circuits that drive developmental biology. You know, what are the DNA instructions that command how a single cell can develop into a complex multicellular organism? This deeper understanding would not only expand our knowledge of life's underlying mechanisms, but also could fuel the discovery of even more novel therapeutic targets and inspire applications that are, I would say, completely unimaginable today. You know, and achieving all these wishes, of course, is not an easy task. You know, it requires interdisciplinary collaboration, drawing on expertise from different fields, such as, you know, molecular biology, physics, computer science, industrial automation, and so on. But I think importantly, by realizing these wishes, we have the potential to significantly improve our daily lives, promoting better health, sustainable living, and an ultimately healthier, happier planet for all.
Well, that certainly is a great vision, and certainly the wish is high when it comes to the planet and its health. Really do appreciate what you do there at Tessalogen Biotech. If listeners wanted to get more information on Tessalogen online, where's the best place to do so?
Sure, it's www.tessalogen.com.
And of course, it goes without saying that we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast, as we always do. Dr. Aboyuk, all the best. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Eduardo Aboyuk, the chairman and CEO at Tessalogen Biotech, a Silicon Valley-based company that works at the interface between biotechnology, artificial intelligence, and enterprise software. And for all the details, visit Tessalogen.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.